Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Drive with Sterner and Hughley. It's the 5 o'clock fire.
It is 5 o'clock. Congratulations. Hopefully you're off work. Luckily for you, old Dirty the Dilf. And Byron had to step in. We had to go to the bullpen. Tyler wasn't feeling well. We had to go to the bullpen, but our guy Byron has stepped in. And we've got the latest for you. First of all, the latest is 5 o'clock fire is brought to you by Kirk Holmes. Remember that. And we are live here at the Westin downtown. And we'll be here until 6 o'clock. As I see a ton of Astros fans rolling in here, and some Royals fans have been sprinkled in here. A lot of people are coming in and then walking over to the game. It's so close, just in walking distance. A lot of people are hanging out and making their way to the game, and you can hang out here with us. You can do a little pre-gaming here. People are doing pre-gaming here inside the bar. If you want some good whiskey, some good Sagamore rye whiskey, we've been able to have some. Our guy here is tasting some. He's damn near Abreu buttons down right now, baby. He's one more away, baby.
Yeah.
Jose Abreu buttons down.
Come on, man.
They got good food, good drinks here, and you can have a good time. By the way, coming up in this hour, and I'll tell you when it is. It is coming up at 5:40. 5:40 is when we will hand out the final prize, the signed helmet by Christian Harris. Christian Harris signed a game-sized helmet that will come up 5:40. You know what? You're right. We'll go a little earlier. Let's do this. 5:20 after this segment. After this segment, because a lot of people are going to be taking off going to the game. 5:20 after this segment, we will hook somebody up with the final prize, that autographed game-sized helmet from Christian Harris. All you got to do, if you have not done so, is sign your name, throw it in the box here, and we will raffle that thing off, and you have a chance to win that that helmet. And be like DJ and Kat, who are our earlier winners today. So come hang on out with us coming up here today as we're here till 6 o'clock. Clint, Astros are hosting the Royals tonight. Hunter Brown gets the ball tonight. And listen, he's been rolling. He and Framber Valdez have been the two best pitchers for the Astros here down the stretch in the last couple of months. He gets the ball tonight. And, Clint, it's been a bit of a rough stretch here of late. They had the big win yesterday, 10-0, and Spencer Arrigetti had that great performance along with Yordan Alvarez. But they've kind of struggled here in that stretch going into yesterday's game. They had lost 6 of 8.
But this is another good baseball team. As we said, they're in a stretch of 14 straight against good baseball teams. Right now, the Royals are 16 games over 500. They just took 3 of 4 in Cleveland as that series was on the line for first place. This is another tall task for the Houston Astros, but you want to see them get challenged here because they're not really getting challenged in the division, but they're really running into good teams they have to play. But this is a pretty big four-game series to see what they're able to do against this team.
Yeah, it's a big four-game series for the Drive. There ain't no doubt about that.
Yeah, right, it is.
Hey, look, here's the deal. All joking aside, is we've asked in the past, we viewed Justin Verlander and we viewed Framber Valdez, both of those guys as, hey, man, you got to stop the bleeding. You got to be the guy in this rotation that can stop the bleeding. Look, I understand that everybody's been really, really good. They've been great of late. So I'm not saying he needs to do something that he hasn't already done or that Spencer Arrighetti didn't do or that Ronel Blanco, Framber Valdez didn't do. What I'm saying is to start this series tonight, given what's gone on with the Astros of late, we need Hunter Brown to go out there and give us one of them starts that we're talking about next week. Give us one of them starts to stop the bleeding, if you will. I know it's not terrible. I know it's not been bad. But give us one of them starts where all we got to do is string a couple of hits together and the Astros get the dub. Make it easy on this lineup tonight. And Hunter Brown, I think, it's time that we slide him into that category of Verlander and Framber Valdez as it pertains to expectations. I'm not saying he's the same pitcher. I'm not putting him in that category yet. I know it's a small sample size. But what I'm saying is it's time that, from an expectations perspective, that we put him in the same conversation. He has the ability to stop the bleeding. He has the ability to go out there.
He's done it.
And we need it to happen again with the Astros right now. And it, to me, it's one of them nights. You got a really good baseball team, as you've reminded us, a really good baseball team coming in here. And, you know, you need to win this one. You've dropped a couple of series or split series of late. You need to win this one, and it starts with Hunter.
This will be fun. Two of the best rotations in baseball, and two teams that have their big guns going in this, right? Hunter's going to go. Framber's going to go in this series as well. Seth Lugo, who is a Cy Young candidate. Cole Reagan's a Cy Young candidate. Brady Singer, who's got an ERA well under four, has been really, really good. So this is going to be a great series of pitching, starting pitching on paper, Clint. And listen, I've done a couple of hits today in Kansas City about this series and about the Astros. And like I told them, listen, this is a team that those first four in the lineup right now are the ones that you kind of get through. As I said, I would pitch to Yordan Alvarez in any important moments. I would say for the Astros, they probably shouldn't pitch to Bobby Witt Jr. in really any important moments. This is a guy who had been neck and neck with Aaron Judge in the MVP race. Aaron Judge is gone crazy here of late, so he's probably taking the lead on that. But it should be a really, really fun series, Clint. And I think of interest here, the lineup is out, and to see what Joe does to play with it today, here is the lineup: Altuve, Yordan Alvarez, Bregman. Yordan is the DH. Bregman, I guess he's just cool now because he's just playing third base every day at this point now. But Bregman at third base, Diaz is catching, Gamel is in left field and bat fifth, which kind of jumps out to you when you look at the lineup. Pena, Singleton is at first, and then Jason Hayward, the newest Astro who joined the team today, he'll be in right field with Jake Myers in center tonight. So this will be a really, really potentially fun series. I also want to pass across this news with Kyle Tucker. Kyle Tucker said he is feeling much better. This, according to our guy of Sports Radio 610, Adam Spillane. He has done some light base running, but he'll do a little more tomorrow. He said he is not really feeling any pain in his shin. It's more tightness as he builds strength. He's doing more spring training things. And Clint, I actually saw a video of it.
Of him running bases?
I saw a video of him taking ground balls in the outfield and then turning quickly and throwing them in.
Yeah.
I will honestly say it's the best that I've seen him look.
First time you've watched it and said, okay, now we need to talk about him
this is
making
not,
progress.
What I've seen, because what we've seen on tape has not always matched the words that they have said. What I saw on tape matched the...
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks... What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
He can get around. He doesn't look like he's favoring things. To me, as I've seen, like when he's full torque throwing the ball.
He ain't twerking in the outfield, is he?
He's not twerking, but it's full torque throwing the ball. As I've watched this, like running up, that looks natural. That looks like he's very, very close. And that,
hey, he should have got on that.
Did you see that?
He should have got on that same bus that White Boy Chaz got on to head down to Sugar Land, get the games in. Let's ride.
Yeah, that looks close right there. There's no favoring before in the outfield. Any movements you could see. He was kind of slowing down to stop. You could see he is now just, it looks natural. Natural movement, running in and throwing and landing on that. It does look like at this point Kyle Tucker is getting close.
Yeah, that's the best.
That's the best I've seen of him.
That makes sense right there. Look, Justin Verlander comes in. Boom, we reinforcements are on their way. All of a sudden you look up, Ryan Pressly is back. We'll see what comes of that, but that's a huge plus. The Kyle Tucker situation is next, man. I mean, it's beautiful to be in a position that you're in right now, leading the division, one of the hotter teams in baseball, or you were one of the hotter teams in baseball, let's be honest, of late, the last 10, 12 games hadn't been. Yeah. But you're still in the power rankings. You're one of them dudes, right? You're one of them squads. And so it's good to be in that spot knowing that you've got reinforcements. You've got not good, but you've got great big time contributors, game changing impact type contributors coming back. Again, Verlander last week, Ryan Pressly this week, Kyle Tucker hopefully right around the corner. We'll see what Jason Hayward brings to the table in terms of playing in that outfield and being a big bat that you can at the end of the day probably lean on as a pinch hitter when everybody's healthy. We'll see what he brings to the table, but it's sure looking good for these throws, man.
Yeah, I think I got a really good idea from something someone suggested that we do. I think I like the one where it says the loser, because you said it. All right, the first three games of the series, whoever wins that two out of three is the winner. The loser has to do the entire show in the other team's color face paint.
Colored face paint.
I would have to do the orange, the Astro face paint. Maybe even try to do.
I do love the.
And then you and Tyler would have to do the Royals face paint, and you guys have to do the entire show. on Tuesday. We'll be back, all of us, Tuesday. We'll be back all Tuesday.
Yeah, I'll do. I'm down with that.
I love
the Royals colors.
I want to see.
I look good in blue.
That would be fun to sit here and look at the both of you. Have to do the entire show.
I mean, I'd be somewhat disappointed that I got to listen to you for 4 hours while that's happening. But that's what makes it fun.
What? We'll just do the show. But I think it would have been very.
I got to look across that damn table and look at you with a blue face. Yeah, I
mean, it'd be very. I'm not wearing a blue face.
No, my blue face.
It'd be a very, very wonderful visual. Get somebody to come in paint. I'm sure Aaron's a good painter. Elena's a good painter, so we'll have a good time with it. All right, let's see what happens. The Astros' big series against the Royals starting tonight.
5 o'clock fire.
All right, Clint, as college football gets going tonight, they have opened up the lines, and the betting favorites are Georgia and Ohio State. Those are the two betting favorites to win the national title this year. Is that how you would see it? Are those the two teams that you look at and say, that's who I expect to be there at the end?
Yeah. I mean, look, Ohio State's got about a $20 million roster over there. So yeah, you gotta like them in coming out of the Big Ten. I think there might be some folks sleeping on Oregon. When you look at the top two favorites, Ohio State, Georgia. I mean, that makes perfect sense to me. I do really like Texas as well.
That's who you like, but is that who you see? If you had to pick it, is that who you think is going to be there? Those are the two teams you think are...
No, I would not pick Ohio State.
I don't either. I don't think their quarterback. If they're going with Will Howard,
I would pick Texas before I would pick Ohio.
I would agree.
Ohio State, to be completely... I just don't believe in Ohio State.
I would say Oregon, too. Gabriel, I like.
Yeah,
a lot.
I mean, Oregon is one for me that is definitely in that conversation. I would go Georgia and Texas with Oregon following behind and Ohio. Look, Ohio State would be up there, but I would probably throw Texas or Oregon in there over the top of Ohio.
Yeah, Oregon's a team to really watch. Dan Lanning, obviously a really good coach. I think they got a quarterback that fits their space. But Georgia does right now seem like they are the best team in football. Georgia feels like that is the team to run out. They bring back the quarterback. They got a young guy. My thing with Texas is they've lost a lot. And I'm not just in a space yet where I look at them like Alabama and Georgia to where it's like, yo, They lost these guys, but I'm confident they got similar level players still there. I believe that with Georgia. I believe that with Saban's Alabama. I don't know that I'm there with Texas when you start talking about they lose Sweat and they lose the other big fella up front who was even better than he was, whose name has escaped me right now. I think he went to the
Titans.
Sweat went to the Titans. I forgot who it was. I'm sure somebody on the text line will let me know. He was the number one D tackle taken off the board, but losing Xavier Worthy, you know, losing. I don't know that I look at him confident that bam, they got another guy right behind him.
Yeah.
Who's ready to go?
Well, look, after losing a first round receiver, second round receiver, a first round D tackle, and second round D tackle, it just seems like that would really handcuff most universities. But if you listen to Steve Sarkisian, I've listened to him at SEC Media Days and a couple of different press conferences. I mean, he is very, very vocal and very confident that this is by far the best roster and the most talented they've ever been, Ron. So that, I mean, I agree with your thought, just generally speaking. But, boy, when you hear Sark talk about this roster, man, he's pretty convincing.
I know he's going to talk about it. I'm just saying, like, this is, like, Texas, that was the first year, and I know Byron Murphy, that's what I couldn't get
there. There you go.
Thank you, text line. I know they've got a lot of five stars, and they've got high recruiting marks, but we've seen that, like, with A&M. Like, it doesn't always pan out. I don't mean to take a shot with A&M, but I'm just looking at what they've – it doesn't always mean that guy's going to be – the next guy up is going to be really, really good. Hell, they lost the other receiver to the Colts in the second round as well. The kid from River Point. So they've just got a lot of replacing, and they're moving to the SEC, and we'll see. we'll see what happens there. So a lot to roll through here. Georgia and Ohio State, the top favorites to get win a national championship this year in college football as it kicks off full-fledged today and this weekend. Coming up, there was a bit of a disagreement with the captain, Joe Espada, with members of the Drive. But we'll let you hear what Joe had to say and see if you feel better about his explanation on the decision he made last night. We'll discuss that next.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.